أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربك ليبعثن عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 167 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ, and remember the time when your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made the proclamation, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, adjudicated, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly resurrect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly appoint upon them, that is the Bani Israel, ila yawmil qiyamah, till the day of qiyamah, may yasumuhum su'al azab, such individuals, such groups of people who will meet out an evil chastisement, in other words, a difficult punishment upon them. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's wrath upon the Bani Israel. But we need to remember that at the very beginning of all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it very clear that there were those that were sincere, there were those that adhered to the commandments of Allah, as we will see in the verses coming forth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown through the history of the Bani Israel that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had meted out certain punishments at the hands of certain individuals, certain kings. And that was not because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to do it, but we always found that the Bani Israel had always turned against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as their worship is concerned, insofar as their doings are concerned. Just a very quick glance at some of the atrocities against the Bani Israel because of the ill doings, we will find that before the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chastised them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested them, Allah ta'ala had punished them on several occasions. Shortly after Masjidul Aqsa was built, Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam had passed on. Then we found that the king of Egypt had attacked Baytul Muqaddas and looted the place of all its gold and silver, and the Bani Israel were left absolutely stranded at that time. And then again we find a king of Egypt for the second time had attacked Al-Quds, Masjidul Aqsa, and Baytul Muqaddas, and again the Jews and the Yahud were chastised, but again they turned through the evil ways. Then we found two attacks from Bukht Nasr. On the one attack, he had taken the Bani Israel as captives. They were enslaved and they lived a life of absolute misery. When they changed their lives, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had freed them. And then again, they had went against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Bukht Nasr for the second time had attacked them. And at that time, he had banished them from the land. He had exiled them. So we find that that was four attacks, one after the other upon the Bani Israel. And then we will find that the king of Antioch and Antakya had also attacked Masjidul Aqsa and again the Bani Israel. 40,000 people were killed, 40,000 Yahud were killed, 40,000 were taken as prisoners. Now these are not small things that had happened to the Bani Israel. And then one of the time around Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they began to revolt against the Roman Christians. And then once again Titus had ruined the whole Masjidul Aqsa and expelled the Yahud from there. So we found that that was all pre-nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A glance at the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know that these Yahud then had migrated, many of them had come to Madinah Tayyibah. with an anticipation that they will bring iman in the last Nabi. But again, their arrogance had no limits. They did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've been hearing about that all the time. But at a glance, we will find in the second year of the Hijrah, the Banu Qaynuqa, one of the tribes of the Yahud. Remember that the three tribes of Yahud, the Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Qurayza, Banu Nadir, had signed peace treaties with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, different clauses. But the Banu Qaynuqa in the second year of the Hijrah decided to launch an attack on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam overcame them, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam exiled them from Madinah Tayyibah. Then again, we see in the fourth year of the Nubuwwat, the Banu Nadir, they tried to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to know that was a violation of the treaty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had exiled them from Medina. They had gone to Khaybar. Then we find in the 50 of the Hijrah, the Banu Qurayza broke the treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They joined the allied forces at the Battle of Trench. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the command that Allah had commanded in the Torah, because of several violations, the men were killed, the women and children were taken as captives. Then we find in the 70 of the Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had gone to Khaybar, and they again, the Yahud, because of their participations against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then exiled them from the Arabian Peninsula. And then we find the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the coming of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, 70,000 Yahud will join Dajjal from a place called Isfahan, and then again at Al-Quds in Babul Lud, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam destroy Dajjal and the forces of Dajjal. So this is a continuous thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about. In between, we know the history of the Yahud. Hence Allah ta'ala says, Inna rabbaka lasari'ul hisab. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning. In wa innahu laghafurur rahim. And certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all forgiving, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most kind. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that there is nobody that is going to get away with zulm, and there is nobody that is going to get away with atrocities. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.